ఎదవి సనుంగి సస్య ప్రకృతి స్థోపితర్గుణి నుజ్యతి సదాత్మస్థే యథా బుద్ధిస్తుదాశ్రయ. ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ బై శ్రీల ప్రభుపాద. దిస్ ఈస్ ది అపులెన్స్ ఆఫ్ ది లార్డ్. ఆల్ దో సిచ్యుయేటెడ్ విత్ ఇన్ ది మెటీరియల్ నేచర్ ఈస్ నెవర్ అఫెక్టెడ్ విత్ మూడ్స్ ఆఫ్ నేచర్. సిమిలర్లీ దోస్ హు హావ్ సరెండర్డ్ టు హీమ్ అండ్ హావ్ ఫిక్స్డ్ దేర్ ఇంటెలిజెన్స్ అపాన్ హీమ్ ఆర్ నాట్ ఇన్ఫ్లుయెన్స్డ్ బై ది మోడ్స్ ఆఫ్ నేచర్. ఏ మత గీత పుణ్య పుణ్యం కోయ్ సర్వదా ఈశ్వర తత్వ అచింత శక్తి హోయ్. దస్ భగవద్గీత ఆల్సో స్టేట్స్ అగైన్ అండ్ అగైన్ దట్ ది అబ్సల్యూట్ ట్రూత్ ఆల్వేస్ పొజెసెస్ ఇన్కాన్సిబుల్ పవర్. జగతే బసి జగత్ అమాతే నామి జగతే బసి నామా జగతే. I am situated in the middle world, the world rests in me, but at the same time, I am not situated in the middle world, and nor does it rest on me in truth. That's the Lord God. Nothing in existence is possible unless energized by the will of the Lord. The entire manifested creation is therefore resting on the energy of the Lord. But one sooner therefore presume that material manifestation is identical with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. A cloud may rest in the sky, but that doesn't mean that the sky and the cloud are one and the same. Similarly, the qualitative material nature and its products are never identical with the Supreme Lord. The tendency to lord it over material nature or maya cannot be a feature of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. When he descends to the material world, he maintains his transcendental nature unaffected by the material qualities. In both the spiritual and material worlds, he is always the controller of all energies. The uncontaminated spiritual nature always exists within him. The Lord appears and disappears in the material world in different features for his pastimes. It is the origin of all cosmic manifestations. The material manifestation cannot exist separate from the Lord. It, Lord Vishnu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, in spite of his connection with material nature, cannot be subordinate to nature's influence. His original form of eternal bliss and knowledge is never subordinate to the three qualities of material nature. This is a specific feature of the Supreme Lord's inconceivable potencies. Amita jagate vasi jagat amate. Nami jagate vasi nami jagate. I am situated in the material world and the world rests in me. But at the same time, I am not situated in the material world, nor does it rest on me in truth. Two contradictory things. He said here, I am situated in the material world and the world rests in me. Then he says, but I am, at this same time, not situated in the material world, nor does it rest on me. It's two contradictory things. An ordinary person cannot understand it. However, he may be a great pandit, a learned scholar, a great philosopher, whatever he may be, a great scientist. He cannot understand it. What is this? Two contradictory things. How is there and not there? So, our revered spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada, explained that thing very nicely in his purport. How the Supreme Lord is there in this material world, and how it rests on him, and how in actuality it is not there, and how it doesn't rest on him. as Srila Prabhupada says, that both material world and the spiritual world are manifestation of Supreme Lord's energy. The material world is manifestation of His material energy, whereas the spiritual world is manifestation of His spiritual energy. But the Supreme Lord always in His spiritual energy, but He is not at all in His material energy. Material energy is known as external energy, bahiranga shakti. That means that is outside of the Lord, bahiranga shakti. The acharyas, they give one very good, nice example to understand this, how it is. Shakti and Shaktiman, the potency and potential person, the energy and energetic, you can say, is non-different. Shakti, Shaktiman, Abhinna, it is stated. The energy and energetic are non-different. You cannot separate the energy from the energetic. Example, Agni Ujjwala, Mrugamodha Avatar Gondha, Kevunai Bheda. The fire and its heat, you understand? You cannot separate heat from the fire, but heat is not fire. Sometime cannot be separated, is one, and sometime not one. Mrugamata targum. Mrugamata is scented substance, the nice scent. You cannot separate the scent from mrugamata. The scent is not mrugamata. The scent. Sometimes it's not the same, and sometimes it's also different. So this is inconceivable. That means acintya bheda bheda tattva. How there is difference and there is no difference. This is the specific feature of the Supreme Lord, inconceivable and original. Potencies. And in regard to external energy, bahiranga shakti, the Acharya just give one example. As they give the example of a snake, you understand? In the body of the snake, that skin was there. What do you say? Sapakati kone gireja chi. Very thin skin, we say. And that snake separates that
shade.
Yes. Sex. You understand? Similar. This bahiranga shakti, the external energy, maya, is away, is sucked up. Second, you understand? This is the example. You understand? Given by acharyas. So, this, therefore he says this thing. Amita jagate vasi jagata amate, nami jagate vasi nama jagate. I'm situated in the material world, and the world rests in me. And at the same time, not situated in the material world, and nor does it rest on me. You understand? It's like that. And this is tattva, acintya bheda bheda tattva. One who is a devotee, who has accepted a bona fide spiritual master, and under his guidance, who learns all this tattva from him, whose heart is purified by bhajan, chanting holy name, he can understand this tattva. Otherwise, nobody can understand this tattva. How it is? Therefore, this acintya tattva, inconceivable opulence of tattva, could be understood by those devotees whose hearts are purified. Otherwise, nobody can understand this. Therefore, Srimad Mahaprabhu, who is Supreme Lord Himself, He came 5,500 years ago to preach this thing, Acintya Bheda Bheda Tattva. And He is considered the most munificent incarnation, Mahabhavan Avatar, because indiscriminately He distributed Krishna Prem to one and all. And He made it easy and available for everyone by His chanting Krishna Kirtan. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. This is the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is the father of this Krishna Kirtan, Sankirtane Kapitaro. You understand? We are conditioned souls, mudha, rascals, fools and rascals, but that Gaura Sundar, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, has shown His mercy on us, showered His mercy on us. He spoke in that language that we can understand. We are fools and rascals. You understand? And in that language, He did His Hari Kirtan. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. You understand? All right, let me first say in Oriya, then I will speak in English, because this is the confidence of philosophy. The causeless mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In all conditions of the servitors, there are different divisions there, different living entities there, as human beings, demigods, animals, disturbers, trees, mountains, creepers, some animate objects and some inanimate objects are also there. But all can render service to the Supreme Lord. You understand? All can render service, whatever it may be. In whatever condition it may be. In whatever this stage of consciousness it may be. One may be in a very advanced stage of consciousness. consciousness, full bloom consciousness. And one is not so bloom. One is in color consciousness phase. One is half bloom consciousness. And slightly bloom. It's different stages of consciousness are there. Accordingly, different types of living entities are there, animates and inanimate objects are there. But all can serve the Supreme Lord according to his or its capacity, then stand. And Srimad Mahaprabhu gave one and all the opportunity to serve the Lord through his kirtan. Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
And Srimad Mahaprabhu was here. At that time, the human being, the animals, the birds, the worms, the insects, even the stones, then stand. All have got mercy from him, and all have heard his gift. Then stand. How? The stone has got? Then of course the one may ask us questions. You understand? Inanimate object, stone. Yes. One which is animate object, it may hear or get something. It's an animate object. But stone is an inanimate object. How can it get? No consciousness at all. Dead matter. Still, Mahaprabhu serves in mercy on that stone. Pasana vidare? Pasupakhi jure pasana vidare suni jaro guna gatha. You understand? Pasupakhi jure pasana vidare suni jaro guna gatha. That is about Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. How merciful he is. That his qualities, his Hari Sankirtan, Nam Sankirtan, is so effective, so lively, that even the stone can be melted. You see, stone is melted. How it is? The nice song. You know that song? Parama karuna pahun duijana nitai gauro chunda. Sabu avatar saro siromani kevala ananda kanda. That song is there. Do you know? You don't know that.
I don't know the translation. I don't know the English.
English meaning, but the original song is there. You must know that song and sing it. Parama karuna pahun dui jana gaura nitai gaura chanda. Bolo. 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 Bolo.
Parama karuna Sabha Tara.
দেখ ওরে ভাই ত্রিভুবনে নাই এমন দয়াল দাতা, পশু পক্ষী ঝুড়ে পাষাণ বিদরে শুনিল আর গাথা। লোচন দাস ঠাকুর ইন থ্রি ওয়ার্ডস ত্রিভুবনে সচ প্রভু, হ্যাঁ, সো মার্সিফুল, সো মিউনিফিসেন্ট। There is no body. Hearing his glories, even the bees, the birds, they also aspire, they also cry, shed tears. Even the stone melts, hearing his glories. such a problem. You see. Therefore, the sake. All been benefited. Then Mahaprabhu was here by his Sankirtan. You understand? Human beings, the beasts, the birds, the worms, the insects, even the stones. You understand? You must see how stone is melted. There its full bodily impression was there, is there in Alarnath. Full bodily impression. One great stone, full bodily impression of Mahaprabhu. Still there. That stone is melted. You are not allowed to enter into the Puri temple. There also you will find, see, a stone is melted. Yes, proof is there. You understand? How munificent, how he was speaking, how he was chanting, that all are reciprocating. Even a stone is reciprocating. You understand? Such is potency. Alright. Something over young. So Mahaprabhu, Sriman Mahaprabhu was chanting the holy transcendental name of the Supreme Lord. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. These names, Krishna, Ram, Hari, are transcendental, not material names. You understand? So it has such potency. And Supreme Lord himself was chanting. As a soul, the living entity means as a soul. Mumimamsa jiva loki jiva bhuta sanatana, Gita says. The soul is eternally a fragmental part of the super soul, the Supreme Lord, who is sajidanandamaya, is full of pleasure, ananda. So soul wants ananda here. You understand? All want ananda. Anybody? Wants displeasure? Nobody wants your displeasure. All want ananda, pleasure. So, that vastu, which gives this ananda, eternal ananda, transcendental ananda or pleasure, how is it? One cannot conceive of it. You understand? And that ananda is in the name, in the form, in the qualities, and in the activity also. You understand? That's transcendental ananda, pleasure. But in this material world, we have names, material names, material forms, and material qualities, material activities. Isn't it? And there is some sort of temporary ananda, pleasure. Some sort of temporary beauty also. This material world. Because it is not transcendental, it is material, so it has its end, abhyantavanta. It has its beginning and end. It cannot last long. You understand? So, everything here, in this material world, is temporary, adhyantaranta, beginning and end. In course of time it comes, in course of time it goes away. So, the names, the forms, the qualities and activities of this material world are temporary. So one who is intelligent person, he is never attracted towards all these temporary names, forms, qualities. You understand? This because this temporary. This comes in course of time and again goes on. What is necessary? But we must be attracted towards that transcendental name, quality, form and activity, which is eternal, the everlasting. You understand? So, this, what you say, the flow of all this material, material opulence, material valor, material beauty, material fame, everything, this flow will dry up. Never flow eternally, everlastingly. Do you understand? Therefore, an intelligent person should not be interested to be. Here the conditioned soul, there are 84 lakhs of living entities in this material world, and they have their own capacity. So they must get according to their capacity, whatever is destined for them. But here, the conditioned soul wants, aspires for more than that, more than his capacity. Therefore, which is to be said by him is lost, because he aspires more, which he cannot get. You understand? But Sri Gaura Hari, Sriman Sridhara Mahaprabhu is so merciful to such conditioned souls that by chanting this holy name, Hare Krishna, Hare
Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare,
he has made one and all here transcendental, even this door. You understand? This is inconceivable power, potency of the Lord and his holy name. You understand? This is the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. One who has received this mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu through his dear devotee, Vaishnava, he can understand this thoughts of how he is there and situated in middle world at the same time, and world rests in me, but at the same time not situated in middle world, nor does it rest on me. He can understand. Nobody else can understand this. You understand? This is the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Gaura Hari, who is he? The Supreme Lord himself, Parameshwar. You understand? And how can one understand him unless he gets his mercy? The mercy of a dear devotee of Gaura Hari. You cannot understand it. Those Acharyas, Vaishnava Acharyas, those are very dear to Gaura Hari. They say this thing. The Supreme Lord is known as Bhagavan. Why? He's known as Bhagavan. Because he's endowed with six types of opulence. Complete and full You understand? Not pursue. One, the person who has such opulences and conflict, four, is Bhagavan. You understand? Is Bhagavan Hari. Is Bhagavan Gauranga. And that Lord Hari has innumerable followers. His supreme controller. All the living entities here are controlled by him. And his sampradaya, disciplic succession, comes from him. That is, Isha Sampradaya, we say, or Guru Sampradaya. His Gauranga Mahaprabhu, Supreme Lord. Here in this material world, we see many living entities, as I previously said, animate and inanimate objects here. And all are created by him and all can render service unto him. Do you understand? So, he is Bhagavan who can create such things and who can accept service. His partial manifestation is Brahman, partial manifestation. And some jnanis, they want to enjoy their Brahman, their pleasure by merging in the Brahman. But Mahaprabhu says, Brahma sabde Ishwara kahe? Swayam Bhagavan. Swayam Bhagavan Krishna Sastre Brahma. Those Brahma Vadis, Mahabadis, impersonalists, those who say about Brahma, 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 Tattva Asi, you are that Brahma, I am that Brahma, all of Brahma. You understand? Aham Brahmasmi, I am Brahma, Tattva Asi, you are Brahma, everything Brahma. That's Brahma, Brahma, Brahma. Apu says, who is that Brahma? What is that Brahma? Brahma sabde Ishwara kahi, Swayam Bhagavan. Swayam Bhagavan Krishna Sattva Brahma. Apu says, who is Brahma himself? Is Param Brahma. Brahma means here Ishwara, supreme controller. He is Bhagavan, he is Krishna. You are not Krishna. I am not Krishna. Nobody is Krishna. Krishna is Krishna. This is absolute truth. He is one without second. You cannot be Krishna. I cannot be Krishna. Nobody cannot. Krishna is Krishna. That is Brahma. That is from Brahma. That Mahaprabhu says. You understand? And this, that Brahma is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He is Krishna, he is Chaitanya. This is Gaura Hari Tattva. Acharya just say this thing. But the so-called pandits, scholars, philosophers, scientists, they cannot understand it. They say that Gaura Hari, Chaitanya, he is a great devotee. He came to preach a religion, Vaishnava Dharma. As Muhammad came, Jesus Christ came to preach dharmas, as a preacher of Dharma Prasara, like that. They say like that. Because they cannot understand. Ishwara kupale soyanche dar sei sei ishwara tattva bujhibare ka. So We find it this thing in Chaitanya Charitamrita also. How? Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, great learned scholar, Vedanta Bhakti, Brihaspati avatar, incarnation of Brihaspati, couldn't understand this thing. How Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Lord. He said that. Always great devotees. But his brother-in-law, Gopinatha Acharya, was a devotee, understood it. And there was so much nice conversation between them, two brother-in-laws. Yeah? But that Sarvam Bhattacharya couldn't accept this. That Gopinatha Acharya said, at last, Gopinatha said, all right, this I am trying to, I am just sowing the seed in a barren land. You understand? I am sowing the seed in a barren land. Ussara bhumite bija bopo. The seed will never germinate. You see, sow seed in a barren land, it will never germinate. Land must be fertile. But when he will shower his mercy on you, then you can say this tattva. Just said this thing. As you are a devotee, and you wish so, so the Supreme Lord Gaurahari granted this, unlike my devotee has wished. So, Sarvam Bhattacharya got mercy of Srimad Mahaprabhu. Then he started teaching Vedanta Sutra to Gaurahari. You understand? Because of the mercy of Srimad Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that Sarvam Bhattacharya was completely changed and became a very dear devotee. Virāgya vijjāni ja bhakti yoga sikhyārtam ekam purusha purāṁ Śrī Kṛṣṇa caitanya sarīra dhārī kṛpam mudīda stamam prapadyā. At last he says this. His purāṇa purusha is the oldest person. Supreme Lord, Govindam ādi purusham. Original Purusha, Govinda. He himself has come here now in the form of jamming this body of Sri Krishna Chaitanya to teach his bhakti yoga, vairagya vidya bhakti yoga, and his ocean of mercy, so I surrender myself unto him, his lotus. Let the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You understand? So merciful. One who has got his mercy, he can understand this tattva. It seems to be quite contradictory. Isn't it? Otherwise one cannot understand it.
Hare Krishna. Jai Sri Ram Prabhu Ji Maharaj Ji.